Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Writes for The Hill. He's with the Heartland Institute. His name is Joe Barnett. We got him? Joe is here. All right, then. This is exciting. Hey, Joe, we meet at last. How are you, buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
How are things with the Heartland Institute?
We're booming along.
Okay. This is something that basically was published in The Hill as an opinion piece, but it has to do with red lights and red light cameras. And there are a number of theories that come into play, right, Joe? One, A, it's going to make revenue. Number two, it's going to cut down on accidents. Well, there are a number of things. Joe, what have you found in your research?
Well, the research that has been conducted, at least the research not sponsored by the traffic camera companies.
Yes, exactly.
Has shown that it may reduce some types of accidents, but cause other accidents. So researchers at Case Western University looked at 12 years worth of data from Houston, Texas, from the intersections with traffic cameras, and they found it reduced T-boning type accidents where people pulled into the intersection and get hit in the side or hit somebody else in the side.
Right.
But it increased rear end accidents.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
No, it makes perfect sense. I was telling the guys earlier this morning that, you know, in California, my daughters are going to school out there. We went to visit and stuff like that. One of the towns in East Bay, basically they had a $500 fine for a red light violation, which would make you slam on the brakes, I would think.
Yes, California, that's right, about $500.
God.
So it's a revenue measure there, obviously.
Well, and the one thing that you point out in this piece at thehill.com, Joe Barnett, by the way, is the name of the guy. If you want to look it up, Google it. But the point is that, you know, we're thinking about tolls here. Well, okay, who's going to put the tolls up? Probably a private company that will then bill, as it is with red light cameras, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So what force of law is involved? And I know D.C., for example, which should not surprise anybody, is big into traffic, you know, red light cameras. And it does make a significant amount of money. But, you know, there's one point that you bring up, and that's the confrontation clause.
That's right. Under the 14th Amendment, we have equal rights. And under the 6th Amendment, we have the right to confront our accusers in a court of law, and of course our accuser in this case is this camera. And depending on how it's positioned and other factors, it can show false results. And when it, in some court challenges, they have been thrown out where the person has gotten to a court. But in many states, these are considered fees, administrative fees, or civil fines rather than regular traffic violations where you can go to a traffic court and plead your case.
Right.
And so what states have come up with in localities is other means of enforcement, like denying you the right to re-register your car or renew your driver's license. To force you to pay up, even though you're not, you don't get the opportunity to contest it in court.
Hey, Joe, who bills you for this? You know, I think the same is true with tolls in some states. Who actually bills? Is it the private company or is it the DMV themselves?
Well, usually what they, I think in many cases, they hire an outside law firm. First, the company will bill you, and with something that shows the picture of you of the car, the vehicle, because it's the fine is against the vehicle, not the driver, since they can't tell who was driving.
Right.
And then if you don't pay, then you get threatening letters, usually from some outside law firm that's been hired to write threatening letters.
Hey, Joe, does this go, let's say that it's this entity that caught you, okay, going through the red light, which nobody should do, but nevertheless, sometimes people do. But the point is, does that then count points against your driver's license? Because it wasn't you, maybe.
Well, that's a good question, and I suppose that varies from state to state. So
of course.
It would depend on where you live. I'm not sure what the situation in California is.
Yeah, well, and of course, we're in Connecticut, and we haven't done it yet, well, much to my surprise, because we're still fooling around with tolls, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess the bottom line is it's kind of a – I'll tell you what's depressing, Joe. I'll just tell you this. You did in the story in The Hill, you basically did a survey that was done by Opinion Strategies, a public opinion, 800 voters, 69% said, yeah, I strongly or somewhat support red light cameras. What are you doing? As you point out, the studies are mixed. I mean, it can have an effect, a positive effect, but it can also have a negative effect or no effect. And a rear end is certainly less expensive, I would think, than a T-bone. But nevertheless, it's just, why are people into this? Because it's going to be the other guy that's going to get caught?
That may be what they think. And since these are only in about 24 states, a lot of people haven't experienced it yet. When I first heard about this, complaints about red light cameras, it was from friends who I know like to run red lights.
Oh.
You know, they speed up.
Well, see, that needs to be stopped. That's bad.
Yes.
But I don't know if this is the way to do it.
But then when I looked at it, I noticed in my own case, I'm here in Texas.
God bless you.
In my own town, that they had shortened the yellow lights.
Oh, yes.
So that you couldn't possibly get to the intersection if you were the second or third car.
And hence you slam on the brakes, hence the guy behind you whacks you.
Right, exactly. And they found that if you just lengthen the yellow light by a second or two, it reduces the number of violations by 90%. So that would be the safety measure they should take, is to make sure the yellow lights are longer. But in many cases, it's been reported to me, they've shortened the yellow lights specifically so they can catch more people.
And so more money for God knows what, right?
That's right.
Oh, jeez. This is just, what city in Texas are you in?
I'm in Arlington.
Between the mid-cities.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. Did they put them in down there yet? I know you just mentioned Houston a while ago.
Yes, we had them in Arlington. Citizens got angry about it, got up a petition over the objection of the city council. We passed a ban, and that's been the case in most places where it's been put to voters. They voted to ban the cameras. I think like 40 times that this has been put to a vote in various localities.
I'm not sure that we should have put the – Joe, I've got to go, but, you know, I don't know we should have brought this up because there are people at the legislature listening, so get ready for the next session. Hey, because we'll all be safer. Yeah. Hey, Joe, thank you much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Good to talk to you. All right. It's 858. You can read them at thehill.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.